For KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska, I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly sunny today with daytime highs approaching 25. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows of aloft around 9 above. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, high of 20. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 10 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall from the state of Kansas has officially called upon the U.S. Department of Defense Health Agency to reconsider their downgrading of the military hospitals in Fort Riley and Leavenworth, Kansas. As according to KSNT News, the letter was filed over the weekend by Senator Roger Marshall to the DHA, arguing that the proposed changes to the hospitals could impact the Army's military readiness. He says the Irwin Army Community Hospital that is located in Fort Riley and the Munson Army Health Center located at Fort Leavenworth are both being considered for emergency care and outpatient centers respectively, saying, quote, if actualized, these downgrades of the hospitals of Fort Riley and Fort Leavenworth would be devastating to the service members, their family members, the veterans in the surrounding communities, and the tens of thousands of Kansans and the local areas who rely on these institutions. In other news, the numbers are officially in from the National Weather Service showing the snow last week brought more than 8 inches of snow to places like Medicine Lodge and Wichita.
Your home for all the latest in Kansas, regional, and national agricultural news is the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck. Join me daily for the latest ag news, statewide weather, and hourly commodity market updates. Also join agriculture radio legend Larry Steckline both Tuesdays and Fridays for a deep dive into the world of agriculture with the Steckline Report. The Mid-America Ag Network has been a seven-state region trusted source for everything in the world of agriculture for 20 years. So join us daily through our many great affiliates on the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino, we know the holiday bills can pile up. That's why we've blown the budget on random rewards cash for you in January. 6,000 in random rewards cash every Friday, and double the pleasure on Saturday with 12,000 in random rewards cash. That's more than $70,000 in cash in all this January. Earn entries with your 7 Clan Players card on all your favorite games. Follow us on Facebook to see who claimed the latest life-changing jackpot and come win in January at 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort, Highway 77 in Newkirk, where the winners play.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran from the state of Kansas wrapped up last week officially being appointed as the new head for the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs in Washington, D.C. As WIBW reports in a statement made at the end of last week, he said, quote, I am grateful for the opportunity to serve as chairman of the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs, and I look forward to working on behalf of the brave men and women who have served in our nation's armed forces, as well as their families, caregivers, and survivors. He goes on to say, I look forward to working with Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut, former Congressman Doug Collins, and President Donald Trump to provide veterans with timely, convenient, and high-quality health care and benefits. We will also hold the VA accountable and work to empower veterans so they can achieve success after service. He goes on to say that in the state of Kansas, there are more than 250,000 veterans living in the state, saying that the work that we do on this committee is and will continue to be driven by the voices of veterans in Kansas and across the nation. Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Sidney Public School District has announced as of the end of last week about a new program for families to be able to pay for student lunches. As according to the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska, they say the e-funds for the school is a new program that offers parents and guardians the online option for making their lunch payments that is set to begin starting on February 1st of this year. Is the e-funds for schools service is offered by the third-party service provider that offers charges of $1.75 convenience fee per transaction. And for credit and debit card payments, there is a fee of $2.95 per $100. According to the school district, they say that family or guardians will be in full control of the count and no payments will be allowed without consent, as an email verification is sent to informing the responsible party of the pending payment. They are also reminding that the Sidney School District will not be requesting or keeping any financial information of those that sign up for the account. Good American Network News.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners, meeting Tuesday last week due to winter weather, continued discussion as to 2025 projects. Outgoing Commissioners Fritz Blasky and Keith Bramhall were recognized for their service. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week, continued discussion of the county airport. It was noted that runway improvements, which may be a future project, could likely top $1 million. In other business, Scott Bokelman was appointed to the hospital board. Nemohol County Commissioners held a public hearing at last week's meeting, with no comments coming forward regarding 2024 budget amendments, with the proposed budget then passed unanimously, including employee benefits, election, and special machinery funds. Gage County Board of Supervisors honored Dave Swavely of Beatrice and Don Schuler of Wymore in appreciation of their service, with a reception held at last week's meeting. Swavely, who had served as supervisor several years ago, was reappointed to the 4th District position to fill a vacancy. Schuler completed a first term as 6th District Supervisor. Valley Heights USD 498 School Board will hold a special meeting Monday evening at 6 at the district office to address the board vacancy and interview candidates who have applied. A fatality accident last Monday afternoon claimed the life of a Beatrice man, 42-year-old Troy Schwartz. He collided with a semi west of Tecumseh in Johnson County on US 36. The Florida truck driver and a passenger were not injured. An injury accident was reported last Saturday afternoon in Gage County, 2 miles south of Cortland. A Kansas man, 39-year-old Manuel Segura Gutierrez, lost control and was ejected as his vehicle rolled over. The driver was transported to a Lincoln hospital. Gage County Crime Stoppers offering a $200 reward for information leading to arrest of the person or persons responsible for a recent burglary at the Doghouse in Wymore. Anonymous tips may be left 402-228-4343 by call or text. King and Queen of Courts at Frankfort High School were crowned at Friday night's basketball game with Ellie Studer Queen and Ty Smith King. Other candidates were Ava Payshaw, Samantha Joel, Trent Harden, and Lane Loisau. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available Monday through Friday at our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media. A memorial service is planned Wednesday for 33-year-old Caton C. Dillman, who passed away December 28th. Memorial service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, private interment, Rose Hill Cemetery, Hebron, Nebraska. Memorials toward funeral expenses may be left with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Caton Dillman. Roberta A. Bobby Dollinghouse, age 85, of Seneca, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the Sacred Heart Cemetery at Baileyville. Rosary Thursday at 2 and 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Bobby Dollinghouse. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham and beans, cornbread, Normandy blend, and peaches. Tomorrow, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, green beans, and sliced pears.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s, then partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the single digits and mid-teens. Staying sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid-20s and lower 30s, then partly cloudy skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the lower teens and lower 20s. Mostly sunny skies into Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s, then staying partly cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Sunshine as we head into Thursday as well with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s, and staying mostly clear throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Still staying sunny and warmer as we head into Friday with our highs in the lower to mid-40s, then staying mostly cloudy and much cooler into Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Sunshine as we head into Saturday, but cooler with our highs in the mid to upper 20s. And partly cloudy skies into Saturday night with our lows just above zero. Sunshine as we head into Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper teens. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-January, 39. Record high in the state, 71. The average low, 19. The record low, 18 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:46. Sunset this evening at 5:26.
Hey, honey, did you remember to look into our family's Marketplace health insurance coverage for 2025?
Marketplace insurance? Isn't that still Obamacare?
It is, but each year we need to review our plan to make sure we're getting the best coverage at the lowest price for our family.
I heard open enrollment closes January 15th, so let's get on top of that.
If this sounds like your life, you're not the only one. Reed Insurance of Marysville is here to find the best coverage for your situation. With life and work changes, it's time to look at your 2025 coverage. Contact Reed Insurance in Marysville today at 785-727-4655 and find your coverage your way.
One piece of steel and a friendly bounce. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Washington Commanders are into the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, the quarterfinals. Courtesy of a walk-off game-winning field goal to beat Tampa Bay yesterday, 23-20. The kick from Zane Gonzalez ricochets off the right upright, bounces through for the win for his coach, Dan Quinn.
I felt like I was in a Bounty commercial, you know, where the cup spills. And it hit, and as it went through, I kind of just paused and probably skipped a beat. But that's... honestly, the emotion where it was at to go. We put it on the left, but was thankful, obviously.
Washington, the only road team to win at this point. As the lowest remaining seed, they now face the one seed, the Detroit Lions. Commanders, the sixth seed, the lowest remaining, because the seventh seed, the Packers, lose to the Eagles. Philly, a 22-10 win, though it really wasn't as close as that 12-point margin of victory. Packers hurting themselves with four turnovers, three interceptions, and a fumble. Eagles get the winner of tonight's matchup between the Vikings and the Rams. That game moved to Arizona because of the devastating wildfires in L.A. In the AFC, Broncos scoring on the game's opening possession in Buffalo, but from there it was all Bills. 31-7 the final for Buffalo. AFC has the top four seeds. Matchup set, Bills-Ravens, Texans getting the top-seeded Chiefs. Patriots have a new hire. They bring in former Super Bowl linebacker Mike Vrabel as their new head coach. NBA, the Cavaliers have their 12-game win streak snapped, a 15-point loss to the Pacers. Kings beat the Bulls by 5, extending their win streak to 7. Nuggets rally from down 19 to beat the Mavs 112-101. NBA games are scheduled to return to L.A. tonight. Clippers hosting Miami. Lakers hosting the Spurs. On the ice, Detroit a 7th straight win, 6-2 over the Kraken. Australian Open underway. Defending men's champ Jannik Sinner opens with a straight set win.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for University Housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hour.
Wall-to-wall basketball with high school action, including all Marysville home and away games on AM 1570 FM 94.1. We feature area teams as well on KNDY FM 95.5 game nights. Plus, we're the voice for the Kansas State Wildcats and Kansas Jayhawks in northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska. Tune your local affiliate station. Plus, scores game nights from high school basketball on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show. Yours from KNDY.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, stocks took a beating on Friday. The Dow fell nearly 700 points heading into the weekend at 41,938. The NASDAQ lost an identical 1.63%. The S&P 500 ended last week with a 1.5% hit. Less than 2 weeks in, the Dow Jones and S&P are down about 1% on the year. Big banks, including J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup, report their earnings this week. Investors are looking for a boost from their results. U.S. Steel and Japan's Nippon Steel have until June to give up their plans for a merger. President Biden blocked Nippon's takeover, arguing that foreign ownership of U.S. Steel poses a national security risk. The two companies both are suing. A new study analyzing over 50,000 items sold by Walmart, Target, and Whole Foods finds that ultra-processed foods dominate U.S. grocery store shelves. Healthier, minimally processed options make up only a small fraction of the inventory. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the dairy industry continues to expand itself across the state of Kansas and the Mid-America region. And Kansas did have a large part in being able to have a conversation on whether they would be approving the new federal milk marketing orders. As according to Leonard Paulsen, the dairy marketing and policy outreach specialist, they say that dairy farmers have only had a few days left to be able to submit their ballots and input on the issue.
Ballots have to be received by USDA by January 15th, so they had to be postmarked by December 31st. So all of the voting has taken place, waiting to receive ballots. And then once those ballots are received, the tallying process takes place. Once that happens, there will be an announcement that comes out. And it's important to note that there will be a period in between the announcement and when implementation takes place. So 30 days before implementing these changes, USDA will put out an announcement so that way industry and folks can plan accordingly.
He goes on to say that one of the concerns is that dairy markets are facing uncertainty coming up in the new year for 2025.
I do think tariffs are worth looking at, right? But right now, it's kind of an unknown of how much and who. So sometimes when tariffs are implemented, what we have seen in the past from time to time is when there isn't ample supply in the world market of a certain product, we do see still a willingness to purchase at an elevated price, right? Now, that doesn't happen all the time, and it's not every product. But we have seen that in different portions of the dairy complex. So depending on what availability looks like and who our buyers are, some of the tariff effects may be lesser than what maybe we originally anticipate.
At the same time, there are a lot of questions regarding processing capacity and demand, as Kansas says that they are able to help fulfill those needs.
I think one thing with the processing capacity versus the tariffs is the processing capacity is a known known, right? We already know that there's been large investments across the entire U.S., across the entire dairy complex.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The senior economist at the IGP Institute, Guy Allen, breaks down a few of the top stories he identified for agricultural commodities in 2024. His first story involves the re-election of Donald Trump for a second non-consecutive term. He explains the unique scenario in Congress and its potential impact.
With long coattails carrying both the House and the Senate. So that's, I think, one of the first times we've seen that since the early 1980s. Also, I guess from a market point of view, we're going to see significant difference in approach on his government. And I think he's given his first term. I think the second term is going to be quite a bit different. I think he also has the objective to institutionalize a lot of these changes, not just do it by executive order, but carrying both the House and the Senate and having some legislative clout this time around should be able to facilitate some changes.
Allen shares his second top story in commodities for 2024.
The trade deficit in the ag sector, we've got more imports on ag commodities than we do export, continues to grow and move probably in the wrong direction. That said, we're exporting a lot of our basic commodities, importing a lot of particularly horticultural products and that. And that sort of comes down to the changes in trade we're expecting to see. One thing leading to that increasing deficit is lower commodity prices we've seen this past year in 2024 as compared to 2023.
He discusses what logistical issues that took place and its effects.
Logistically, last year was quite interesting. We had challenges on a number of fronts. We'll start with the Red Sea and the Houthi attacks we continue to see in the southern Red Sea region. That has not been reconciled yet. Then we look to the Panama Canal, where we had low water situation beginning about this time a year ago. That's pretty much been reconciled with good water, although we continue to see particularly some dry bulk goods flow around the southern Cape. But that's back to a more normal situation. Then we look here domestically with the low water in the lower Mississippi, which restricted drafts and increased freight rates. That also overflowed into the rail market. And logistically, we had about half the rail cars on the BN and then the UP stuck south of the border as we entered harvest. So we saw good premiums on rail cars through gut slot harvest of $1,500 to $2,000 a car, making basis quite cheap internally in your local country elevator.
That was a senior economist at the IGP Institute at K-State, Guy Allen, with three of his top stories from 2024 in the agricultural commodity industry. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Cindric's here this morning. Hey, it's Monday with a 10 o'clock start and an exciting day, guys. Great cattle, a lot of hay, and the cattle market is higher again. So certainly good news. 203 and 320 on the cash and the carcass. So it's been a good week to sell cattle. And talking to a lot of the feed yards and so forth, very positive on the sales of market cattle. Well, with a 10 o'clock this morning here today, we will get into the hay sales at 12 o'clock. Now, on the inside, we will not stop all day long. So, hay buyers prepared at 12 o'clock. Feeder cattle guys, we will get right on them after the cow and bull sale here this morning. In the square bales, alfalfa, there's a total of 60 bales second cut, also 14 and 16 of third cut. In the prairie department, there's 24, 21, and 50. In the brome, there's 140. In the straw, 20, 20, 15, 20, 20, 140. So there's a lot of small square bales also here today. In the big round department, there is a lot of hay. Round alfalfa, 12, second cut at 1606. There's a semi-load of 30, second cut of 1600 plus. In the round alfalfa, there's 10, second cut at 1720. In the brome department, 23, second cut, 1471, additional 20 brome. There's another 10 brome that weighs 1600. There's 30 brome that weighs 1611. In the round prairie, there's 30 that weigh 1200. Round prairie of 11 that weigh 1680. In the round grass, 26, 18, 18. In the straw department, there's 12, 10, 10, and 14. In the round sorghum sedan, there's 10. They weigh 11, 30. In the round corn stalk, 6 and 26. In the feeder cattle, guys, it's going to be a great day in regards to the quality. Certainly make a note that we will not stop on the inside. So right after the cow bull sale, we will work into the small groups and get right into the consigned cattle. Three black families are going to be running age, guys. They've got excellent 3-week-old bull calves on them. So it's going to be a good day there in the families. In the feeder cattle here, there's 22 Red Angus, 6 to 7 weight guys, steering heifers, Min Chow out of Pleasant Dale, 33 black steers, 6 to 800, Thornburg and Langley out of Beatrice. Fighting a little bit of cold, so we'll get through it. On the trout cattle out of Tecumseh, 88 black steer and heifers, 575 to 700. Rugi out of Pawnee City, 75 black steers, 6.5, 775. Naveen cattle out of Adams, 35 black Semangus heifers are going to weigh 7 to 800. Ebers out of Sterling, 35 black steer and heifers, 6 to 700. Height Brink out of Adams, they're going to be 30 black steer and heifers, 5 to 600. Wallenberg, Beatrice, 33 black Baldy, Semangus steer and heifers, 6 to 800. James Mites out of Pickwell, they're going to be 14 black heifers, 650. Pessig Farms got two entries, 23 black and red steer and heifers are going to be background yearling, 7.5 to 800. In the lightweights, 44 black and red steer and heifers, 5.5, 650. Crop out of Cook, 10 red white face, black white face steer, 7 to 800. Great gray mold out of Nebraska City, 30 black steer and heifers, 5 to 675. Rohawk, they're going to be out of Hallam. Six Black Steers at 600. Dallas and Jeremy Royal out of Unadilla, 12 Black Steer and Heifers, 5 to 650. Keller out of Crete's got 38 Black Steer and Heifers, are going to be 7 to 850. Mueller out of Syracuse, 89 Black Baldy Steer and Heifers, 5 and a quarter, 675. Woods Family Farms out of Palmyra, 101 Black and Red. They're going to be steering heifers 5 to 675. Sheely and Sons out of Hanover, 52 black heifers, Brett Gowden yearlings, 9 and a quarter, 950. Linhart's out of Wilbur, 50 black and red steering heifers, 550 to 700. Fink out of Marysville, 42 black baldy steering heifers, 4 to 700. Craddeville out of Wilbur, 36 black baldy steering heifers, 550 to 750. 23 black steers. Those black steers are going to weigh 6 and a quarter or 7 and a quarter. Delabar out of Beatrice. Stan Linners out of Philly, 119 black and red steer and heifers, 6 and a quarter to 800. Odd Body out of Western, 10 black and red steers, 4 to 600. Cracky out of DeWitt, 10 black Broncos steer and heifers, 550 to 700. Regeer out of Beatrice, 8 mixed steer and heifers, 450 to 550. Wallman out of Cortland, 10 black and red steer and heifers, 5 to 700. Zimmerman out of Philly, 25 black steer and heifers, 6 to 700. And the North Cattle out of Beatrice, 15 black and red steer and heifers, 550, 650. Again, we start 10 o'clock here this morning. Hey, give us a call. We appreciate your business. Alicia, Rick, Denny, Brian, Ryan, Slim, the whole group at 223-3571. Well, with that, we say have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, hay sales, consignments, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
731 from KNDY, just 10 degrees this hour. Mid to upper 20s on our forecast high this Monday.
Bored, irritable, down in the dumps, or just generally out of sorts? We'll wager you're suffering from a classic case of cabin fever. We share a few remedies today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 13th, the 13th day of the year. Actor Orlando Bloom has a birthday, and on this day in 1968, Johnny Cash performed his legendary concert at California's Folsom State Prison. Cabin fever hits hardest about this time of year. What's the cure? Fresh air is the most reliable remedy, so try to spend some time outdoors. Unless it's dangerously cold, a brisk winter walk can be truly invigorating. Socializing is another antidote. Invite a friend or neighbor on your walk, or just do a lap or two around an indoor shopping area. Aromatherapy may provide some benefits too. Citrus fragrances are said to be energizing, and one old-time folk remedy says the smell of green apples is a surefire cure. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. In case you missed the NFL playoffs over the weekend, Here are the results and the upcoming schedule. It was Houston taking care of the Chargers 32-12. Baltimore knocked out Pittsburgh 28-14. The Buffalo Bills took care of the Denver Broncos 31-7. Philadelphia beat Green Bay 22-10. And Washington, the only team so far that was a road team to get a win, they beat Tampa Bay 23-20. One more game to go in the wild card round. That happens tonight between the Vikings and the Rams. So here's what's coming up in the divisional rounds this coming weekend. The Texans will play the Kansas City Chiefs. That'll be at 3:30 at Arrowhead. Washington will travel to Detroit. That'll be at 7 o'clock in Detroit. Both of those games on Saturday. On Sunday, tonight's winner between the Vikings and the Rams will face the Eagles at 2 o'clock. And at 5:30, it'll be the Ravens taking on the Bills. This is Mid-America Network Sports.
High school basketball scores from Friday night's action. First in girls' scores, Clay Center over Marysville 57-44. In our Friday night feature game, Clifton Clyde stops Frankfort 49-38. Valley Heights falls to Donovan West 51-38. Lynn girls pick up a win over Axtell 49-39, while Centralia handles Washington County 61-34. Diller Odell also falls to Sacred Heart 48-32. In boys action, Marysville falls to Clay Center 68-50. Clifton Clyde defeats Frankfort in overtime 54-49. Valley Heights falls to Donovan West 53-49. Axtell takes care of Lynn 64-42. Centralia handles Washington County 84-35. And Diller Odell squeaks past Falls City Sacred Heart 41-40.
Tune for the Coach's Corner. A visit with the area high school girls and boys basketball coaches following evening sports at around 5:20. Highlighting Southern and Diller Odell on Monday, Centralia and Axtell on Tuesday, Lynn and Hanover Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. The Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY, with a podcast available as well on our Facebook page.
KNDY.